Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Tavy and Lewis.
You ready? Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis For Real, at 92.9 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Final segment of the show here, and in just a few seconds, going to hear my conversation with, Woodstock Wolverines linebacker and Columbia University commit Andrew Burmeister. Great conversation with him. But before we do that, I want to let you know what I'm looking forward to when it comes down to some action for the remainder of the week. Tomorrow, Thursday, actually, we'll be taking in my oldest son's middle school game. This is their final regular season game for football, and then they've got like a play-in game, I believe, the following week, as far as the playoffs go. And so we'll see how all that goes. So congratulations to him and his teammates. They've been having a really good season. Friday, high school football-wise, Maynard Jackson taking on Charles Drew out of Clayton County. Maynard Jackson, APS. And that's going to be a good game. I'm really expecting a good one in that one. Both teams coming in at 4-0. Non-region matchup, so nothing implication-wise on the line as far as region standings. However, perfect season remaining intact is on the line. As I mentioned, both teams coming in at 4-0. And you've actually heard both head coaches on this show. Coach Eric Williams of Maynard Jackson had him on back earlier, probably a couple of, about 3 weeks or so before regular season got underway. So probably like late July, early August, he was on. And then Coach Steve Robinson of Charles Drew was actually just on, about 2 weeks ago, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And so obviously Charles Drew playing, if you remember that interview, playing an inspired season as they had a teammate who was in an accident, trying to save his mother, and unfortunately had to have a leg amputated. So looking forward to that matchup, expecting a good one. So that'll be on Friday. We've got some great weather in the forecast, so it's going to be a good fall, as Sonny said, football Friday evening. So I'll have the hoodie on deck, because once that sun drops, probably going to cool just a tidbit, not too much, but enough to throw the hoodie on and, you know, look cool. Because that's what you do when you wear hoodies. You look cool. Other thing I'm looking forward to, I thought I was going to try to get it in tonight, Agatha All Along. Sonny, I don't know if you are a Marvel guy. I know you do.
I'm waiting to go home to watch it.
Yeah, I just started because, you know, it's a two-episode premiere. So they did two episodes tonight. And I started to watch it, try to, you know, see if I can get both episodes in, you know, before coming up here tonight. But by the time I kind of got the kids settled and in bed, ironed all their clothes, all that good stuff, it was already after nine. So I was like, nah, I'm not even going to try that, because I don't want to get to, because I probably could have got one episode for sure in, but the second episode, I didn't want to take any chances. So that's actually something else I'm looking forward to. And then the last thing is the North Georgia Fair starts tomorrow. And I don't go to fairs to ride rides. I go to fairs to eat. I love fair food. Not every fair, but a lot of fairs have some really good, and North Georgia Fair is one that does. They got the really big corn dogs that I love. They've got this dessert. I don't even know. I can't remember what it was called. I took a picture of it last year and put it on my Instagram, but it was like this ice cream dessert, and it was in this weird funnel cake type deal. It was, I don't remember what they were calling it, but it was delicious. It had strawberries on it. So I love going to fairs. Get tickets for the kids. All right, y'all are old enough to kind of disperse, except for the baby boy. We kind of have to keep him in tow. But the rest of them, we can let them disperse, and I just like to walk.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Up and down the aisles, finding food and eating. So I'm purposely eating light this week, so that I can take it all back in.
What's your favorite fair food?
The corn dog. I love, especially if it's the big corn dogs. I love corn dogs. But the big corn dogs, like the longer ones, oh man, I love corn dogs. That's my deal right there when it comes down to going to the fair. What about you? What's your favorite fair food?
I like going and seeing what they can fry. Every fair I go to, I'm like, I didn't know you could fry this. Right. I love seeing
that. That's true. All right, man, let's get into a great conversation with Andrew Burmeister, linebacker for the Woodstock Wolverines football team, Columbia University commit. Wolverines having a great start to their season at 4-1. They'll get ready for region play next week in a big region matchup. But here is the conversation with Andrew. And we'll head out to the wayforward.com hotline where Andrew is joining me now. Andrew, first off, man, congratulations on a fantastic high school career to this point and to the start of the season for you and your teammates over there on the football field, man. Big comeback win for you all last week. What were some of the keys for you all, you know, getting that bounce back victory?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lewis. I feel like the key to beat Lasser last week, we just came into the game with lots of confidence. We know we beat him last year. We know that if we play good, if we put together a complete game, then we can play lights out and we can use our offense. I mean, we've played a bunch of good defensive games, and when we have our scheme down and we know everything they're going to throw at us. We know if they're in this formation, they're running QB draw. We know all that. We know the QB likes to run. We know when to have a spy on. Then we can shut them down. And I just think Coach Price is doing a great job. And then on the other side, we got my little brother Graham. When we got good quarterback play, you know, we can play good offense. We can drive the ball down the field. And that's just been the difference maker we've had from these past couple of years. Having an offense really keeps us in these games and allows the defense to stay off the field for a while. And when we can do that, we can put together wins.
And that kind of leads to my next question, because that 4-1 on the start of the season, which is really good for you guys, you know, what are some of the other consistencies? You kind of just touched on though, but you know, what are some of the other consistencies that you feel has allowed you all to have this good start to the season?
I think we just have a bunch of good defensive players. We have 11 players. We got good linemen. We got good nose guard. Quincy Constant eats up blocks, just destroys inside run. We got people coming off the edge, Davis Cranford, Tyler Howard, Trace Washington. We got good linebackers up the middle, me and Cooper. We got coverage. We got good corners, Luke and Ryland. We got safeties, you know, that we got these kids that they're smart football players. They're physical. We got we can play now. I think that Coach Devine developed us up, and now we're finally able to show what we can do on the field and put together just games and not have silly mistakes that hurt us. Just letting up a bunch of points when we can just make these people drive. We can have these teams go 3-and-out and then get our offense on the field, give us some rest. And just being able to play defense really is what set us apart this year and allowed us to win 4 games when we haven't won 4 games in 3 years.
Good stuff. Spending time on the Wave4.com hotline. Andrew Burmeister for the Woodstock Wolverines football team. Also a member of the wrestling team, ran track, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. For you, coming into this season, your final season, what were some areas of importance for you in regards to what you wanted to bring to the table to help you all have a successful season?
I mean, last year I knew I was just pretty much all run stopper, and I just wanted to expand my game. I wanted to play coverage. I wanted to get some interceptions, and I've been doing that. I have 2 picks on the year, and I'm pretty proud of that because I have had an interception all my entire high school career. And I just want to have a complete game, not just being a in the box player, just off in the run. I just wanted to be out there and show my athleticism a little bit. That's a lot of what you touched on, just playing sports like that. Just helped me being able to have the athleticism to go out and make bigger plays that college coaches are looking for. That's what I want to do. I just want to have a complete game. And I think that's what I've been doing this year. And that's helped me in my search for a home for the next 4 years.
Good deal. And you all, you know, you're going to have the week off this Friday, but then next week you got a big region matchup with Creekview, which I think they're actually on a bye as well. And you guys are going to be pretty much battling because I think both of you just won loss on the season. You know, what have been some points of focus so far for you all as you get some extra time to start preparing for them?
I think mostly just we're getting some rest. I mean, whole Cherokee County is on a bye week. We had Monday, Tuesday practice, light practice, hard lifts, get our bodies some rest, and then we're going to go out there. This week's going to be all mental. We're going to get our guys to watch some film on, see how Creekview did against Lassiter, compare how we matched up against Lassiter, and other teams that we both faced, and we got to just take a look at Creekview's offensive scheme and just see if we can make sure that we have things in set for everything they're going to throw at us. If we do that again, I feel like we can go into that game confident, and we can use our offensive weapons, go down, score, and see if we can neutralize their offensive weapons. They got a good quarterback. He can scramble, Austin Guest. And I think that if we play good, then we can neutralize that, and we can come through with a win if we go out there with confidence like we've been playing. That's pretty much it.
All right, and spending time on the Wave4.com hotline, Andrew Burmeister of the Woodstock Wolverines football team, linebacker for the Wolverines, spending time with us here on the Wade4.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's go back to the what you just touched on, the fact that, you know, you stay busy, young man. Last season,
yes, sir,
you stepped on a wrestling mat for the first time. You also ran track. Just talk about that experience of being a multi-sport athlete and 3 on top of that.
I think just with wrestling, it was a little experiment, see how I could stack up. I think I did pretty well for learning the rules during my first meet, but I used my physicality to go out there. I wrestled heavyweight. I was wrestling about 215 against these kids that were 285. And it was a little rough at some points, but some points I could use my strength and my speed that I had over them to do pretty well. I had an all right record, and I finished 8th in sectionals. But I think that wrestling was more of an experiment and a supplement to football. And then on the track end of the things, I do enjoy running hurdles, and I just enjoy the practices. I know that when I'm out there running an hour every day in the off season, it's just helping me on that football field. Going out to the meets and competing, that's another part of it. But I just I feel like everything I'm doing is working me towards being a better football player, being quicker, being stronger, more athletic, more flexible, all that. That's what I use the other sports for.
Good deal. And, you know, I love the fact that you ran hurdles because I ran hurdles in high school. So, all right. When it comes down to, you talked about, you know, the next 4 years, you know, when it comes down to making that decision, what were some of the things you were looking for when it came down to making that decision?
Yeah, so I've already made my decision and I am committed to playing my next 4 years of football at Columbia University in the city of New York.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's an Ivy League institution in New York. We're going to be playing a bunch of other Ivy Leagues. And I feel like what factored into my decision is I just love the high-level academics. I love the prestige and the history that came with the university. I love the coaches. Coaches are all young and energetic, especially my linebackers coach just graduated from Columbia himself. And feel like I can relate to the guys, and I feel like all the guys I'm going to be with, they have similar mindsets as me. They're going to be high academic guys who just love the game of football, love working at it. And I feel like going up there to Columbia, I just fell in love, and that's why I decided to commit after only getting one other offer. I just felt like it was my home.
Well, congratulations once again on that commitment, and obviously wishing you nothing but success on that. Spending time on the WayForward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Andrew Burmeister of the Woodstock Wolverines football team, linebacker, also wrestle, runs track. A couple fun questions for you before I let you go, Andrew. You talked about, you know, you mentioned your brother, your younger brother, Graham, also on the team. How cool has that been for you? Obviously, over the years, you guys have, you know, had experiences of playing football, but doing it at a high school level together, how cool has that been for you as a big brother, you know, and I guess a little mentor as well?
Yeah. I mean, it's been cool. My dad's been thinking about this year his entire life. He's like, y'all are going to be on the same field when you're a senior and Graham's a sophomore. And it just worked out amazing that he's an amazing quarterback and he's starting as a sophomore, putting up great numbers, rushing for touchdowns, hundreds of yards passing, hundreds of yard rushing. I mean, it's just a great feeling when he throws me a touchdown pass. Like, even though I'm a defensive player, I still be getting out there. It's just like, it's really cool. My mom loves it too. Loves the pictures we get. I think he's going to be very successful. I think coaches need to look out for him. He's a dual threat guy. He can run fast. He can make reads. He's good spiral on his lefty throws. I'm just really proud of him, how he's the player he's become. He's always been better than me. So I feel like he's going to be good his senior year.
Right, and see, it's funny you said that because I was going to say, okay, between the two, who does the most smack talking?
Yeah.
Good deal, man. Well, congratulations again on a phenomenal high school career and obviously a great start to the season for you guys and a lot of football to go, man. So I want to wish you guys good luck down the stretch here, you know, as region play is upon us and you guys look to make that that berth into the postseason and beyond.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
All right, and again, that is Andrew Burmeister, linebacker for the Woodland Wolverines, or no, Woodland, I'm sorry, Woodstock Wolverines football team and Columbia University commit. It always stings. It stings different now when these kids call me Mr. Lewis, and I guess it's because I'm old. It stings different. But I love the respect. Great mannerism.
He didn't
all
call
that
you Unk, so
I like Unk
that.
Though. I think that's what I'm gonna tell him. Call me Unk. I actually like Unk.
Uncle Day Day.
Just Unk. Uncle Day. All right. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Maddox of Jonesboro. Both great young men. Linebacker, you tonight, man. Appreciate y'all rocking out with us here on Prep Sports Nation. We'll do it again next week, as we always do. Sonny, thanks for holding me down on the other side of the glass. And this has been Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Uncle Day!